On this episode of The Morning Stream.
Chicken shit money.
The Morning Stream. 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 The Morning Stream.
Welcome to Nerdtacular 2013. Live from beautiful Snowbird Resort outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. Oh, and hey, rock slides. Bleep you. This is The Morning Stream with Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett. Hey.
So, perfect time for my soundboard to totally crash and lock. Good times. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Morning Stream. I'm Scott. This is Brian.
Hello.
Good to be back. We have missed you guys, those who listen to the show regularly. We haven't had a show all week, so here's our big chance to come back and do it proper. We're thrilled to be here. For those of you who don't listen to The Morning Stream, listen to The Morning Stream.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, what is wrong with you people? Who does listen to The Morning Stream in here?
Actually, I want to know who doesn't. Who doesn't listen to The Morning Stream? Yeah. Stand up.
My sister Wendy just raised her hand. You may know her from Thursdays. We'll have her up on stage here in a little bit. And many other guests. We're super stoked that they're here as well. So thank you guys for that warm reception. Brian.
Yes.
What's going on, man?
Well, not a lot. we've had some incredible stuff already. It's like day two, right? And we've already seen some amazing, amazing stuff. Mr. Scott Fletcher last night. Regaling us with his lovely dulcet tones.
Yeah, did you guys hear that?
Thank you.
Who missed that and regrets it now?
It's not your usual
bleep you
or any of that. It was amazing.
Video will be available soon. We'll work on getting that. But
and we talk on the show all the time about how the worst thing ever made in the history of the world is the theme song to Star Trek Enterprise. And Scott Fletcher did a rendition last night that completely changed my mind.
Yeah.
I'm all flipped on this now. I freaking loved it. So make sure if you didn't catch it last night, we get video up and audio up. We will make sure that that is up front and center and you guys get a chance to hear it. What a busy week it's been, Brian.
Yes, it has.
I got a good story for you. So Nicholas, my 13-year-old, where is he? Is he in here? Hey, buddy.
There he is.
Right down there. You don't have to clap for him. He's fine.
No, clap for him. Clap for him. You'll make his day. Clap for him. Come on. Yeah, here we go. It'll impress him in front of his friends.
Yeah. He doesn't want to do the town crier voice this year because he's puberty and stuff now, you know? It's hard. But he had a funny experience about a week and a half ago. He's in a gas station, and he sees a guy in 2011's Nerdtacular shirt. Some random dude, and they're buying gum and stuff, right? And Nick says, cool shirt. Doesn't tell him how he knows or anything like that. And the guy goes, you wouldn't understand.
So hopefully that guy's listening.
Yeah, so I want to know, is that guy here? Is that guy here, not here?
If he's here, he's so not going to come
forward. Oh, yeah, dude. So
if that was what's good for him.
If he is, yeah. If you are here, we have a special surprise for you in the coat room, so we'll see you later. But it is always funny to see some of this stuff spread out a little bit further, and occasionally we'll run into people in the wild who have heard of this show or have listened to other shows on the network, and it's always a treat. Oh, goodness. So,
oh, look at this.
A normal thing that happens every
day. Kim brings you breakfast during the show. Tina, are you watching?
You're the best.
Do you see this? Are you paying attention?
My wife is the best. It's true. I did eat this morning, though, so you'd be proud of me.
You can look at me and tell I don't have a problem eating.
I cannot state it enough. There is no event without Kim, so can I get one more big clap for Kim? Actually, if you want the truth, most of what I do doesn't happen without Kim, so I'm really appreciative of that. So anyway, if you see a little kid or a younger kid asking you about your shirt, just say, yeah, it's this cool nerd event. And I said, Nick, why didn't you just say something? Why didn't you just go, it's my dad, and it's this thing we do. He goes, oh.
He doesn't want to you know, like, pop up on a pedestal. Well, I'm Scott Johnson's son, and F you.
Yeah. He'd be in trouble.
Who the F are you? Yeah.
He must have gone to that Schwood jury thing last night.
Well, were there swears?
Oh, there were swears.
Were there swears?
It got a little blue in the room
little
here.
Bit? Little
yeah,
swears?
A little bit of blue action. Hmm. I have a big congratulations.
You guys don't swear on your show,
no,
do
never,
you?
No. Not on NSFW, because the great Leo Laporte will sit on your head and give you trouble. But, yeah, I heard that was a good time. So here's a big congratulations.
This restraining order brought to you by Drobo.
That casts you low. All right, I want to throw out a big congratulations to somebody in the audience, two people. I found out about this last night. Couldn't be happier for them. One among us proposed to the other.
Aww.
And their names, where did I write it down? Oh, it's in my text. I knew I was forgetting something. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Just a second. Here we go. It was, how many texts did I get yesterday? Here we go. Ryan and Ashley. Where are you, Ryan and Ashley? There they are. Congratulations.
Well, hold on. Did she say yes?
She said yes, yeah.
Okay, good. Right. Okay. You got to clarify.
Congratulations, you two. That is totally awesome. You found a nice place to do it, like we talked about.
He's sitting there, and she's sitting there, so I don't think.
Beautiful. You couldn't find a prettier place to do it.
Yeah.
Just don't go down where the rocks fell down and made people not drive up here. That's awesome. Congratulations, you two. That's totally cool. All right. Brian, we're just going to get right into it.
All right.
We're going to do what we usually do.
Okay.
When we start with a little bit of news.
I did not bring him here to America to fight in the streets with fools.
Joe.
Hold on.
Wow.
Sorry.
You're totally shaking things up.
I'm not editing this out.
And messing things up for TMS.
Exactly.
Like changing.
How weird.
Yeah. Oh, it's news.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by the Henderson family, who'd like to say happy birthday to Sam Henderson, a.k.a. Hooba Dooba Schmergen. Welcome to Double Digits, kiddo. We are super proud of you. Love, Mom, Dad, and Hayden.
All right, Sam, come up here. Sam? Come on up. We had very few of these that aren't hanging on the wall. I think Sam is a totally cool kid. He made me something awesome this year. I hope you have the best 10th birthday of your life. Here you go. Good job, buddy. Happy birthday.
Wow, 10 years old. Things start to change, man. Candy doesn't taste so good anymore.
No.
You can't run as fast.
What is Santa Claus,
That's
anyway?
A Simpsons reference.
Yeah. Good job on that.
No, thanks.
Here's that for you.
No! Right.
So, let's get down to some business. We also want to, by the way, wish Gay Paul a happy
He's
birthday.
He's watching, yes.
He's
actually,
watching
I just
right
talked
now.
To him. Yeah. He said that from the video stream, hello, video streamers.
Yo, hi, guys.
He said that the posters look fantastic. He's the one responsible for the posters looking fantastic.
All the printing donated them all for us. It may be my artwork, but who cares unless you can stick it up on the wall and make it huge. So happy birthday, Gay Paul. He turned 50.
50.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to get a text from him any second now.
Four more decades, Sam. That's all you got to wait, buddy. You'll be right there with him. All right. Let's get into some news. We got a couple of short ones, because most of what today's about is a few of our guests, which we're going to bring up here in a moment. Let's see here. You guys know that you have taste receptors in your testicles? The men.
Everything's salty.
Yeah.
And I'm out!
Drop that mic. Well, it's true. Found this article. It was actually sent to me by somebody over Twitter. Oh, it was Paul and Storm actually sent this to us.
Okay. In lieu of not being here.
Specifically Storm, I believe.
Yeah.
Said taste receptors, the proteins responsible for our ability to taste salty, sweet, and bitter foods, aren't just present in our tongues. Recently, researchers are finding them present all over our body, including the mouth, the testicles, and the anus. Literally, taste receptors have been found in the stomach, intestines, pancreas, lungs, and brain, and the researchers said, We really don't know what they're there for. Brilliant, right?
Yeah, but basically it's like, yeah, we think they're taste buds, but we really don't know. Yeah.
But dear Huffington Post. Oddly enough, everything tastes like chicken.
Exactly. He is our Ed McMahon today, everybody. I cannot wait for him to interject. We really don't know what they're there for, he says. Let's see. This is from Bedrich Munzinger of the Monol Chemical Senses Center. They told Business Insider this via an email. So you know it's true. The function of taste receptors and signaling proteins outside the taste systems are still unclear. For the most part, though, full function of these extraorally located taste receptors is unknown. Guess what, everyone? Next time you sit in a big pie or something,
you'll taste it.
You'll taste it.
Mmm, blueberry.
All right. There's your news story for the day.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
This pie tastes like ass.
Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
by Happy Cloud Cruiser. If Andreas Ekberg is in here, stand up. He's not in here, really? Oh, there. Oh, there. No, he's in... oh, he's over there. There he is. All right.
There he is.
Happy Cloud Cruisers. This guy makes some incredible, incredible skateboards, longboards, designed with artwork. Big thanks to Andreas for being here and for sponsoring this segment of TMS.
Yeah, congratulations.
Check out his
You're
stuff
aware.
At, is it happycloudcruiser.com? Happycloudcruiser.com.
Congratulations! You're a winner!
Nice job. All right. You didn't even move your lips. That's so weird.
Take a break.
Yeah, take a break. Take the day off. All right.
I got this.
Check this out. Christian Bale, only person sick of Christian Bale as Batman. He's retired officially his Batman role. All right. I wondered what the reaction
I'm
was.
Retiring.
I'm out of this. Oh, good for you, he'd say. An exciting job opportunity in Hollywood has just opened up today for an actor with the abilities to cryptically whisper, spend long periods of time in vacuum-packed latex suits, emotionally handle comparisons to George Clooney, and face thousands of repetitive questions about potential sequels. The role of Batman is now apparently up for grabs.
Must be able to mope.
Yeah. Can you mope?
Kristen Stewart.
Eh, be all right.
No.
No, okay. Right. He says this. Bale told this to Entertainment Weekly. We were incredibly fortunate to get to make three Batman films. Bale demurred to Entertainment Weekly, it says here. This is according to Vanity Fair with their stupid way they describe things. Bale demurred to somebody. Says, that's enough. Let's not get greedy, he says. Hmm. He's actually kind of a nice guy.
Yeah,
does nice charity stuff and, you know, can't get too freaked out about it. But there was a tease that he may renew that character for his role or possibly the Batman role in... The Justice League thing.
Not so is Christopher happen. Nolan? Christopher Nolan's already said he's done too, right?
He's out.
So that's fine. If we lose Christopher Nolan, losing Christian Bale, I'd rather lose them both at the same time. It's like Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. Let's refresh.
Let's do something new.
Boy, is it time for a reboot already with Batman? My goodness.
Don't you feel old when you say that? I do. Maybe let's go back to the
how
nipple
many reboots
guy.
Is this?
Who was the nipple guy? What was that one?
That was George Clooney.
Schumacher.
Schumacher.
George Clooney had the nipples, but yeah, Schumacher. Yeah. Let's take
Joel
it back Schumacher, to
Schumacher has nipples too, actually. Can you milk me?
All right.
See, for once, I'm faster than the tadpole.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Oh, by the way, if you want points, I put this up here. Tweet and hashtag tallywhack. Cleo is over there. She is furiously calculating points. Oh, yeah. All right, so if you've got something funny, shout it at Cleo.
Oh, great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, good point. I guess you need internet to tweet. Well, I can do it. Look who's getting points today. By the way, Gay Paul says there are 50 lights.
Ah, perfect. There are 50 lights.
There are 50 lights.
I'll play that when I say it, and I don't have it here.
Oh, well.
So one thing we normally do in the show is we do Stump a Trek Nerd, which we're not doing because Daryl's in a tent in Idaho with absolutely... You guys think you have bad internet in here. He's got nothing.
He's in a tent in Idaho.
So we miss him, and we appreciate everything he does on the show.
Oh, I think the answer might be B or C. Yeah. B is also the name of a car, so I'm going to go with C.
I like how he breaks it down.
I do too.
It's pretty entertainment.
I'm getting him, by the way, that dice game, the Star Trek dice game that was part of your All-Stars. I'm sending him some Star Trek dice to use for Stump a Trek Nerd.
Right.
So
nice.
He doesn't have to flip a Henry.
If he was here, though.
Sounds like a euphemism. For tasting pie with your butt.
If he was here, this is what he'd say, right? Wait, this.
Oh, poo, that sounds hard.
There you go. So, Daryl, we miss you, but we're not doing Stump and Trek Nerd today.
No.
But we are going to bring up some awesome guests. Before I do that, though, a quick announcement. The concert tonight, the two concerts after Brian Brushwood destroys us with his act and just makes us wonder how we ever thought any other act was any good. He puts, like, nails in his head and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he take volunteers to
I have no idea. Where is Schwood? Is he in here?
I know. I see a jury.
He's sleeping,
Schwood
isn't
sleeping.
He?
He's got to build his... after the 50th F-bomb, you're exhausted, right? 50th. Yeah, I was going to say I was 2 minutes in.
Yeah. But instead of that...
Like an episode of Deadwood down here last night.
The concerts were going to be outside. We're going to use the outdoor tent. They are expecting some rain showers during that time period. So to play things safe, we'll do it in here. All right?
So, So tonight's concert, John Anilio and Same Sex Mary, will be held here in this very ballroom, which is all right because you won't have to endure the elements. You won't have to, like, go down the hill in the rain, come back up the hill in the rain, watch out for rocks, things like that. So we're gonna do this up. So it's a full on.
I just noticed something Brian does, and you're really good at it.
What's that?
You could say this in two ways. You could say, yeah, we're gonna hold it here in the ballroom. So come back here and then that's it.
Yeah.
Or you do this thing where you go. Or we could do it back here in the ballroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Where we can hear him play all night.
You sell
and
the
then you
sizzle.
Clap.
You sell the sizzle.
Ah,
well, that's what I was waiting. I was waiting for the clap. There you go. Yes.
All right. Fantastic. We're going to bring up some guests.
There will be cookies and dancing.
Yes. Every week or every day of the week that we do this show, we have special guests come on. On Mondays, we have the opportunity and the grand experience to have Steven Schleicher come on and talk about nerdy stuff from the world of major spoilers. Today is no different. I even have his little theme here. Steven Schleicher, come on up. Steven Schleicher, everybody.
Good morning,
it's good to have you back.
Good morning,
what I love about when you call into the show is it's all about stuff we give a crap about. And
really?
Thankfully, this audience is that audience. They love these sorts of things. I understand that you've been gathering a little bit of news over the last couple of days.
Yes, yes. Image Expo was this week. How many people know about Image Expo? They take it like a week,
Image?
2 weeks before. Yeah, Image Comics.
Is there still an Image
They put
Comics?
On their own convention like 2 weeks before San Diego Comic Con.
Wow.
So they have a couple of
but
big
they still
stores.
Participate in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Sure they do.
All right.
How many people like Walking Dead?
What's going on with The Walking Dead?
I like Walking Dead.
Your favorite characters will die.
Oh.
No.
Shocking. No, that's Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, right? So Image Expo, Robert Kirkman, starting with issue 115 all the way through issue 126, is going to be releasing the series biweekly. So you'll be able to get Walking Dead comics twice a month.
Yeah!
Yeah, right? Brand new arc for that called All Out War, so that should be a very interesting.
Is this part of their thing where they're doing DRM free PDFs and
let's
CBRs
speak about
and all
that? Yeah. Whoa, yes.
Gatorade bottle's not a very good.
We've been. No, it's not.
One of these.
Oh yeah.
You want one of these? Yeah.
It's not too early for this.
Never too early.
By the way, these look ominous. They are ominous.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up later. Food
Maybe
testing
not
from
as bad
hell.
As their cousin Beef Motto.
Yeah, Beef Motto is
Beef
the worst.
Beef Motto.
So we've been talking on Comic Dorks for many episodes about renting comics through Comixology. Essentially, you pay $2.99. You get to download it to your iPod, your reader device, whatever, but you can't offload it and share it or do anything else with it. So Image Comics this week announced that they are going to be selling DRM-free comics through their Image Comics digital comic store. It's available right now. You can go check it out. They've got all of this week's comics that are out there, so if you want to go out and do it, you can. We've been doing some investigating on this. Some of the comics appear to be a little bit more expensive than what you can get online. So, for example, what's the Skull Kickers we were looking at this morning? On the Image Store is $3.50, Comixology $2.99, but like Blackacre and some of those other ones, still $2.99 both on Comixology and the Image Comic Store. So,
did you hear the word from DC and Marvel when they heard that?
What'd they say?
It's very distressing.
Kind of relating.
Gotta have a little soundboard in here, right? It's
Marvel is what it is.
It is what it is.
Kind of relating
well,
back.
How's that different? How's that different
from what I is, and I'm not changing.
How is that different? Can you offload the comics you get from Marvel?
Yes. So, no, you can't. Yeah. I mean, the Marvel stuff, it's got to stay on here.
So you're renting it there, too,
right,
really.
Right. But with Image, though, you can download it as a PDF, a CDR, a CVZ, and you can read it on any device. You can share it with anybody. You can give it away to anybody.
Oh,
and that
okay.
kind of relates back to our media panel that we had yesterday about piracy. And this quote from Eric Stevenson, who's the Image Comics publisher, says, "My stance on piracy is that piracy is bad for bad entertainment. There's a pretty strong correlation with things that suck not being greatly pirated, while things that are successful have a higher piracy rate. If you put out a good comic book, even if somebody does download it illegally and share it with 100 fans, there's a good chance that they're also going to buy the book later on." So
I agree with that. And we're as a group here, we're still pretty pro non-DRM, right? That's still a thing we care about?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Good.
Is there anybody who says, no, I love DRM?
It's the best.
Please.
I can't play this here? Fantastic.
You prefer, we have someone in the audience who does right? like DRM. Why do you like DRM, sir? Do you work for a company that makes DRM?
Wait, you're the Bing guy.
Stand up here at the wall.
Hold on, you're the Bing guy, right? No, you're the Bing guy. All right. So I think we're looking at a future one day where DRM works for some things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is needed and required. And in other cases like this, when I buy a comic book, I would love to be able to just see it where I want it. And I want to buy it. I actually want to buy it. I'm not interested in pirating it. Yeah, you just want to move it around, really, and search for it on Bing, and then do with it whatever this guy does for a living. So, you make video games. All right. What kind of games? Console. Can you give us a title, or will I get you in trouble? Force Unleashed.
Yeah. Oh,
Star Wars
oh,
Force Unleashed.
Really?
Yeah. Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Okay.
Brute Force 1 and 2, Freelancer 2. Some mobile stuff, which isn't nearly as much fun as that.
Yeah. Well, it's the future, right?
Yeah.
But here's a question for you then. I hear it different from different developers. There's different sensibilities about this. Some are, this is just killing our industry. There's so much piracy. And others are like, no. We're actually getting more of our name out and actually selling more than we would have normally because people are getting this thing virally, and then there are people willing to pay for it afterwards. Do you guys land anywhere in the middle on that, or is it kind of just nope, lock it down?
Well, I mean, obviously, I haven't said where I work yet, so
right. You don't have to. I don't want to get you in trouble.
But we could look it up.
We could data mine.
Look it up. It's not.
We have the
hard
internet.
To find. Yeah. But remember World of Goo?
Yeah, World of Goo is awesome.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So back when it was first released, the developers didn't put any visible DRM in there, but they kept track of whether or not it was a legal copy or not. And they had this leaderboard in there. So anybody who played the unlimited mode would get their name in there automatically. 93% of the names in that leaderboard were for pirated copies.
They were pirated copies
that
game?
93%.
Well, those are
frightening
numbers.
And that was just
numbers.
Weeks after it came out. And this wasn't a really expensive AAA game either. So.
Well, I just wonder. I mean, I know there's a lot of piracy going on, obviously. But I find when a service is well-made and it's giving me a lot of reason why I should spend my money there, and it's affordable.
There's also a lot of crappy DRM out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so,
it's because
there should be C DRM.
It's a good
crappy
point because
DRM.
They haven't really figured out the best way to do it yet.
Right.
Yeah. How to lock down parts of it while basically making the consumer have access to everything they want without giving them be able to.
We might have Tom Merritt maybe coming on later. We might have to ask him some of this. The internet sweetheart, Tom Merritt. You can always tell who has internet by down when we're talking. All right, sorry.
The DRM
please
must
continue.
Come from
the
man.
There's, I guess the last thing is I'm a little scared of heights.
Me too, dude. I'm with you.
Driving up the side of that mountain,
scary
the first time
for
me.
Yeah.
Somebody talked me into buying one of these tram tickets to go up to the top of the mountain.
Oh, my God. You
are we doing a giveaway
on
the show?
Yeah, I'm going to give this away on the show.
Wow.
I talked to JJ, and he said, when you get to those towers, it kind of stops and swings. And I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I am out.
It's not that bad. And my God,
I am out.
The view is just
out.
Amazing.
Don't listen to Brian. It's
all
scary
right,
as hell.
Fine.
Okay, so let me just see who wants to win one of these. Just okay. All right. Okay.
Let's have a race.
Let's do this. I need to know. If you know this, raise your hand. You look over there, Brian. I'll look over here. Scott, you look down the middle. What was the first year that Superman was published? Raise your hand. Right here in the front row. Second row. Come on up here. Yep. No, not 1933. Over here. Okay.
Say it again.
1938 is correct.
Come on
up here.
Hey. You don't recognize him without a suit.
This is Autograph Cat, yeah, right here, Rob Wynn.
Where's the suit, man?
I promised Lila that if we got 100 people to get Tadpole t-shirts, to order Tadpole t-shirts, I would wear the t-shirt on Sunday.
All right.
With now, everyone else. So.
Today's Saturday.
Did you come with a significant somebody else? Did you come with a significant somebody else?
I did not.
Okay, well, you know what? We've got one more ticket I'll to give somebody. Away then. Rodrigo also must be scared of heights. Rodrigo Lopez, who is...
Rodrigo. Where is he?
Our dungeon master. Oh, he's there over there. He just told me that he has another ticket to give away. So let's do this one. We've already done a guy. Let's do a girl. Let's do the same thing.
Who wants to go up to the top of the mountain with Autograph Cat?
Let's do this. Well, I meant from a character standpoint.
All of them do.
I meant from a character
standpoint. Do you have a rose you can give your pick?
First year of publication for Wonder Woman.
Oh, man.
First year of publication for Wonder Woman.
Within 20 years.
Nobody?
From a lady.
Oh, there's a hand right here. Right here. Black shirt. Yep. You
guys waving. Waving. You, waving. Gary.
Gary.
Yes.
The one waving.
A mic. Okay. I'm going to say 36.
No. Right here? 1942 is close enough.
Yeah. Come on out.
Oh, wait. Where's the other one?
Rodrigo's got the ticket, so we'll get it to you a little bit later on.
Thank you
so much.
All right. Congratulations. Nice job, everybody. Right. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you.
And I'm with you, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm with you.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Well, one more thing. There is an avalanche of stories over at Majorspoilers.com, but I know that we have a lot of other things that we need to get to, so let's rock and roll.
Majorspoilers.com. Majorspoilers.com.
Oh, too soon? I'm sorry.
In all seriousness, it's an awesome place to go. I really like it there. So, all right, time to move on to who's our next? Oh, you know, before I do that, hold on. I got one more thing to give away. Abraham Dunford, please come forward, wherever you are. My nephew, Abraham, come on up here. Your Aunt Kim has, where did Aunt Kim go? She has something I'm giving you. Did she leave? Where'd those posters go, Carter? It's right here in front of me.
Jeez.
Abe, just because you're cool, and he's going to grow up to be an artist too, you should see some of the wicked cool stuff he draws. What's that thing that you showed me that one time? Remind me the name of it, where it's like the shark man fighting the other guy. What was that called?
I have no idea.
It was really cool. But one of these big posters you see hanging in here, I had one left, and I'm giving it to you, and I want to thank you for coming, buddy. Thanks. It's all about the children, all right? No, they're all doing it. Next up,
we're doing.
Let's pretend it's Tuesday. I don't need both mics. What am I doing? Let's pretend it's Tuesday, and everybody wants to get healthy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Mr. Bill Duran. I don't have a theme for him, so we'll just play.
And a caveman.
There you go, and a caveman. Have a seat.
Can you sit down in that?
Can you sit?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Can you dance?
Yeah! P flap.
I thought of everything.
Yeah.
Morning, everyone.
So, Bill, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
We call him the fitness geek. He comes on Tuesdays, and we're doing a special Saturday thing, obviously. He tells us about fitness and health. Today. Probably don't have to talk about that much. We want to talk more about why you're dressed up, what's happening later, prizes, fun, all that. So tell us what's going on.
Well, if anyone has walked back and forth from the lodge, then they got their workout. So that's good.
Good job, you guys.
Or up and down a set of stairs. I did that and dressed like this, and I was winded at the top. I've seen a couple people in the crowd with costumes. Yeah.
Stand up. If you're wearing a costume,
stand up. Let's see what kind of action we're going to get this year. Okay, we got hats.
All right.
Yes. All right.
Of course, Viking laughs. Yes. Excellent. Oh, this is the guy who gave us the. These drinks, which the guy dressed like that, handing you a 4-pack of these. Talk about something that happens every day.
It's a little frightening.
So, yeah, so we're doing a costume contest again this year. We had one last year, and it went off really well. So what we're going to do is directly after TMS, I'm going to scurry up to the game room, the second floor there by the vendor area. I'll be hard to miss. Also, my wife will be there. She's the lovely lady over there with her head on fire. That will be...
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
It's a Magic the Gathering costume.
That is Chandra the Planeswalker.
Yeah. So some of you guys know what that is, right? Magic the Gathering.
So we'll be up there for a couple hours after TMS, and what you got to do is go talk to us, fill out a little form, get your picture taken in your costume. It's pretty important. And then you're good to go. And then at 3:30 before the Prizeocalypse, we will do the presentation. Everyone who is in a costume will come up. You'll get announced. You'll come up on stage, show everyone your costume, and then you will go off the stage. And then once everyone's had their chance, we will announce the winners. The winners get to come back up. They get a prize. I made some lovely medals. And we also have Prizeocalypse stuff to give away, too.
Yes.
So that's how that's all going down.
It's going to go good.
Yeah. So just make sure you find us and register. My brother and his wife, the Han Solo Mario and Princess Leia Peach over there, will be our our runners. They'll come find you if you need help finding where we are to get signed up.
And if you lose, you get one of these.
Nah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Bill Duran, thanks for hanging out up here. Please stay. We're going to keep adding up to the table. Now, I got one more thing to do.
I did. Yeah, I thought I needed it.
Bet.
All right. My mom's here.
Yay.
So I'm going to come hug my mom.
I thought that was Charlize Theron right there.
So for 9 miserable months, she gestated me and brought me into this world. So thanks, Mom. Good to see you. John's here and Wendy's here, and it's great to have all this family here supporting me. I really appreciate it. Next up, we are going to bring on stage a man who hardly needs any introduction because his segments usually go so long that they negate any introduction at all. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the theme.
These are their stories.
Mr. Justin Robert Young.
Well, he's awake. He's not in an airport. We didn't lose him via Skype. He's actually here. Skype.
Yeah, he's still here with us. Justin, have a seat.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So, I feel like, listen, I don't want to make this all about me, but I feel like there was a subliminal message for you introducing your mom before I came up. Just keep it clean, dirtball.
That's right. Yes, indeed.
Mom's here.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
And by the way, if you guys see my mom, you can compliment her, because I always say on FilmSack and this show, my mom reminds me, like old photos of my mom when I was growing up, remind me of Charlize Theron now.
She's still a very lovely lady.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. I can't look at Charlize Theron and going, that looks like my mom, so I can't find Charlize Theron attractive. It makes sense, right? I can't find her attractive.
This is taking a really weird turn.
I know. It takes this turn every time I bring it up.
I find Justin Robert Young attractive, even though he looks like that guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Sounds like him, too.
He's a handsome guy, Charlie Day.
He's a handsome guy.
I don't know how you got his looks and his voice. It's the weirdest thing. But anyway, Justin Robert Young, when we started having him on the show, it turned out to be... I'll be dead honest with you. I wasn't sure what we were going to do with it. I mean, it started out, we were going to talk about kind of weird things from weirdthings.com.
Yeah.
It evolved into, this is just a great little piece of commentary, and we can explore issues that either come up on the show earlier or that you heard earlier in the week, or stuff that's on your mind. Sometimes it's political, sometimes it's entertainment, sometimes it's all over the map. We really enjoy it. So I'm going to do this.
And by the way, when I first came on, I was on Thursdays with Wendy, who I'm very excited to meet. But it was the weirdest turnaround in podcasting, because it would go from like 20 minutes of teen suicide counseling to like, and now here's Justin to talk about two Bigfoots grabbing each other's butts.
Hey!
You'd be surprised, actually, how many times the Huffington Post joins those two items into one article.
Exactly.
So it's true. So we've got all our news. So, Justin, I'll do it like I do every week. What's on your mind?
Survival. Yesterday was maybe one of the most fulfilling but draining days I think I've ever had, and it was so awesome just to be, like, I was talking to Tom earlier that, like, I'm going to have dreams about you guys in these audiences. We had an FSL episode yesterday that we made a joke that was, like, so deep that I explained it to Brian, and he needed me to go over it twice to get the reference. And it was like a Star Wars Game of Thrones crossover joke. And he's like way more into Star Wars and read the Ice of Fire book before I did. And the laugh it got was like Eddie Murphy raw. Like it was an explosion. And it was just, I'll tell you what, you've built something really, really special here. And it's,
well, these guys get us.
Yeah, they get
us. Oh my God.
You guys don't know how nervous I was when we started the show back in, was it January of 11?
Yeah.
I called Ibbot. There's a lot of backstory about how it all worked out that we did this together, but I remember at the time.
It involved a lot of bribery and blackmail,
a lawsuit.
Actually.
Full frontal nudity.
And those pictures will never see the light of day, Scott.
Won't they?
Or will they?
Or will they? But, at that early time, to sort of speak to what you're saying, is I think I thought I knew what we were going to do. But I did not know if it was going to land or if people were going to appreciate.
I thought you were crazy. I thought you were an actual lunatic for doing it because, like, to do a morning show is not like to do any kind of show. Even like what Tom does with Tech News Today, it's like you can still go to bed kind of when you want, you know? Like, with a morning show, your life revolves around it. And also... Yeah. That's a lot of time to fill. And oftentimes, like, you know, listening to the show, and I'm sure everybody here knows, there are times when it's just, there ain't really a whole lot of news to talk about, you know? Justin Bieber hadn't done anything douchey yet. Like,
it's still early.
Know? And
it's
you
early,
end up just talking about stuff that you would never, if you were to just have somebody walk up to you and say, hey, would you like to talk about pooping on the side of the road and like while your daughter was in the car, you'd say, no, good Lord. I would not know.
I'm glad it keeps coming up. I am. Yeah. Happy about
just
that.
Hi, Mom.
I honestly thought, you know, I was like, all right, yeah, he invited me to do this show. It'll be like Heroes for You. It'll never happen.
Right. Yeah. And originally, I mean, this is maybe a little funny or a tidbit that nobody knew about, but I struggled at first thinking about making a solo show, and I'm glad I didn't. I think the smartest thing I ever did was bring Brian in the mix, but our original idea But you remember our first conversations, I said, this show is going to be you in a booth. Like, you're going to be my booth guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the booth? The booth.
Yeah.
We don't bring it up anymore. But
who misses the booth? Us talking about the booth. We'll bring it back.
That's a weird thing. Maybe we'll bring it back.
It's like that section. Yeah. Okay, all right. Get my camera ready. Where are my faces at? Whoa. It's black. Why is it black? iOS 7 is why it's black.
But it's one of those. We'll it was it one of those moments where, and this happens with Tom, with shows I do with him. It happens with Terpster. It happens with Mark and Steven and everybody that we work with. You get instincts about how you're going to mesh or how your puzzle pieces are going to fit with another person. It's pure instinct. I don't know till we get on. So, and I didn't know until we get a couple of shows behind our belts if I was really right about this. We had some film sack and we knew, and you know, and but I really didn't know.
We had those late night calls to each other.
I just can't state enough, though, how important that instinct is. And if people want to start podcasting, leaking content, that instinct is really, really important, and you should go with it. You should go with your gut. It's rarely wrong. I don't think I've really had a person I haven't liked working with doing this. They're all awesome. Brian Dunaway. Yeah.
He's not in here.
He's not here.
I was wondering if we could bring up Dunaway.
Oh, we'll bring him up at 1 o'clock. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
I'll say, here's something else for everybody who wants to come to Nerdtacular that you don't really realize until you're here. Everybody's holding up. Hold up the Brian Ibbot heads there. There's a reason why there are Brian Ibbot cut-out heads, because Brian Ibbot's head is literally majestic.
It's actually... Like you look at this thing, easiest shape to cut out of a piece of paper. It's like,
it's a number one. It's oddly symmetrical.
Yeah. All right, let's hold him up high. Let's get this.
He's got like a charming Errol Flynn mustache that is in a perma smile.
That's right.
You just close your eyes and you see it, like as if you were to look into the sun. It's an amazing sight. I recommend it highly.
Well, you've been a huge addition to the show, and I can't say enough to what you bring to it. It's really awesome.
Thank you. Listen, it's something where it's a joy every week to be able to literally double the running time of your show. And I appreciate the patience of everybody who doesn't immediately shut it off.
Yeah. It's nice, too, because Chinbeard comes in and says, eat healthy and exercise, and then you come on with thoughts in your head like, I just ate a bucket of chicken wings.
Well, Bildurin has things that actually will impact your life in a positive way, and it's always like, you know, we have like this weight loss group and everybody's lost like 14 metric tons and everyone's healthier and we'll all live longer, and then I come on and say, here are my thoughts about gay marriage, and then drone on like a bore for 30 minutes.
Nah, we love it, so keep it up. So big hand for Justin, everybody.
You know, I've actually done over 70 segments.
You've done 70 seconds? Segments, good, yeah. Lord. We've done 400, and what is it now? 450 episodes or something?
I think so, yeah. Does anybody know, actually, how many?
Anyone know the number? You're the most terrible fans ever.
Don't look it up on the internet.
Yeah. Man, I'm sure everybody would be raising their hand if there was a lift ticket in the mix.
For what? Oh, wait, I heard it. Was it? 446?
446.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it would have been great if we could have done this as 450. Let's really quickly bust out three shows.
Yeah, let's bust out three more shows. All right, well, before we bring up our next guest, I just want to call out TMS's first black fan. Could you stand up, JJ?
You see the back of
his head? Yeah, I did. That's
He's
awesome.
Wearing a T-shirt jersey that says Original Black Fan.
Yeah, Original Black Fan. Nice. We kid. I'm sure we have other black fans. But one of the nice things about the show is we have tried to create an environment where topics aren't taboo, where we can talk mm-hmm. about things reasonably and do it with people who want to have reasonable conversations, even if we disagree. Therapy Thursday is great for that. The conversations we have about the topics of the day are like that. JJ is such an awesome sport. Anytime we're talking about anything that deals with African-American culture or any of that, you call in and you set us straight. A couple of crackers up here. So thanks for all you do.
What, can we not use that?
We can say cracker,
we can use that term because we're white.
Yeah, we got
exactly. There's so many cracker jacks at this table, there should be a prize at the bottom.
Points for jury.
Oh, right. No, you did not.
No, yeah. All right, we have coming up next a guest that we love. Ooh, I got to get the little theme up here. Someone who comes on every week and reminds us that there is weird crap on Netflix to watch and tells us three of them. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Nicole Spagnolo. All right. So, Nicole, here's your theme. I got it right.
Whatever happened to the Terpster theme?
The Terpster theme? I don't know what happened to that. Did we still have that? Here, let's just see if we can find it real quick.
You want to just have him yell into a mic real quick?
You have no idea how much I need to pee.
That's all I got. That's all I got, dude. It's all right? Okay. Yeah. So, Nicole has been a great addition to the show. Every Wednesday she comes on, talks about what she calls her recommendals. Yeah. It's almost like a stand-in for the much... sad loss of the film, the Movielicious film movie show.
Yeah, I think they overlap. Or
a little
bit,
they did. Yeah.
A little bit.
But it's nice because it's like a little piece of that left, right?
A little bit. What's going on?
It's Terpster's fault. So I love it because you've introduced us all to weird stuff and you're able to take a bullet for everybody.
Pretty much.
You'll come in and go, oh, I watched this thing with whoever. Don't see it. And you save us a little time.
Well, I don't talk about the ones.
Yeah.
I don't recommend.
Right. So I want to know from you, of all the films you've recommended this year, and of all the talk about, you know, the different themes, like these all have Tom Cruise in it with his one tooth in the middle and stuff like that, what is your favorite movie that you've recommended on the show?
The one that you finally watched.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
It took 2 years for you to watch. Right. I loved the film. The good, the bad, the weird. And Scott finally watched it.
Just last week. Has anybody seen The Good, the Bad, the Weird? This is a Korean movie, and you have to see this thing. We grew up with Koreans, didn't we, Wendy and Mom?
I was really afraid I overhyped it for you. Right. Because, I mean, that sometimes happens.
And the Koreans we grew up with didn't know how to make action movies like this guy does. It's amazing. Like, I think it's incredible. Oh, we're looking at it. Cool.
Yeah, we can just watch it right now.
We can watch it.
We have that kind of internet? Jeez. Sorry, everyone.
This is why you don't have internet.
That's not true.
No, no.
It's for the stream. These guys need it for the stream. But anyway, that was an amazing film. Mm-hmm. I cannot recommend. I don't even care if you hate subtitles. Go ahead and hate them. It's still worth seeing, and it's freaking fantastic.
If you like Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, you're going to love this film.
Right. Yeah.
But and you got to dive deep. You got to, I mean, I'll go down a rabbit hole of, oh, Netflix thinks I'm going to like this one, and then I'll put it in my queue, and it'll recommend five others. And then I end up in a place that I didn't even know was there, and it's like, it's the bottom of the barrel, but I love this movie.
Do you watch them all with
Poop Office
over there, Mark, wherever he is?
Not all the time. It's usually me on my iPad watching the films.
Well, I just think it just bears mentioning that one of the reasons really like Nicole is she's. What did I say? Did I say something wrong? Oh. That's not at all distracting. I like Nicole for a lot of reasons. She's like a sister to me, but I like her for the fact that she is these very specific things. She is a geek girl from top to bottom, through and through, and she knows how to nerd out. She knows how to play video games. She knows what she loves. Isn't to say that there aren't plenty of girls who do, but she is kind of exquisitely good at those things. She is also a really good mom. She has the cutest little kid. I wish he was here.
You're gonna watch him next year, right?
Yeah, and she's helping her. She's helping her husband build an empire, and it's pretty awesome. So, big grats and claps for
thanks.
Nicole.
Well, I should mention we had a number of people come up to both Mark and myself because I'm now officially working for our business. We've had a number of you come up and ask questions about podcasting for a living, podcasting for business. So we're doing an impromptu session at 3:00. In Atrium, is it A? It's across from the vendor. So if you're really interested and you want to kind of pick our brains, it's a Q&A. Steven's going to be there, and we're just going to hang out. So
it's the same room where Sword and Laser or FSL was, if any of you guys saw that.
Yeah.
Superior A.
Right.
We have finally created the Superior A.
So that's it's where alive. We'll be.
What's that C movie? It was something C. Something stupid C.
You don't want to ask me that.
I just thought it sounded like a good sequel to that. Forget it. It's a stupid idea.
Seabiscuit?
No, Seabiscuit. No, I don't watch Julia Roberts movies anymore.
Something.
Like one time. I do it one time.
I knew he was going to say that, so I had to set him up.
Well, it's awesome, and I'm glad you're doing that. Yeah. So, yes, watch for that. All right. Let's bring up our next guest. It's Wednesday still. We have a very technologically advanced human being about to approach the thing. Here's his theme.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Merritt.
Wednesday rocks.
A host of so many podcasts, so many video shows, so many things. I might even mention Autopilot because that's something I do with Tom and love.
Yeah.
How many of you miss Forecast? Just curious. Yeah, I miss
how
it
How many
too.
Of you are still subscribed at the end? You're all of them.
Yeah. That was the problem. We were doing good work for a really concentrated group of people. There are a few people here tonight that told me, or today, that told me that you found the network and found all this other stuff through Current Geek, which really surprised
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, I heard that a lot.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So, anyway, longtime friend and cohort Tom Merritt, the internet sweetheart Tom Merritt. And usually that's Veronica.
That's
when
Veronica's
that.
Not here. I fill in.
You get in absentia.
Yeah.
Tom comes in. He sheds light on technological issues of the week as he's preparing for TNT. I love that segment because I love talking tech and the business of tech. I have to think that something about this conference has thought you made you think of some technology conversation.
I actually was looking at the feeds before I came up here because the Hulu deal is almost closed.
Oh, really?
Who's buying them?
It's down to DirecTV, the Chernin Group, and AT&T as a team bid. Chernin is the guy who founded Hulu.
Yeah.
And the Guggenheim Group, which is like an investment entrepreneurial group.
This all seems like a Ponzi scheme. Like, it's just everybody...
You mean a Fonzie scheme?
Hey!
Exactamundo.
Step into my office.
Isn't that an Extra Life cartoon?
It should be.
It's a comic I did.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I thought that's where I stole
it. It was
that.
A Fonzie scheme. It was Fonzie with bags of money, with skis on, jumping over a shark.
That's right.
I didn't bring that one this year. Sadly,
I love that one.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I mean, how do you think that shakes up the world of streaming video and stuff?
According to the All Things D report, what's going to happen is they're going to look at the licensing restrictions that these three groups will accept and either accept the one that meets their restrictions, where they don't want to show you anything, essentially, or they'll just reject them all. And then it'll just stay with Comcast, who can't do anything, and News Corp, which is now called 20th Century Fox, and the other one.
Is it me, or does this year feel like the year for this weird buyout merge? Of these, like these streaming upstarts, the stuff that we've been talking about for three or four years,
definitely
feels like the year they're getting bought out, or they're closing, or they're being sued out of existence, or they're doing something else.
It feels like everybody's trying to get in position for the big win, whatever, and nobody knows what it is. But everybody's like, well, we know this is all going to the internet, either next year, or the year after, and we all want to be in place to be able to make the jump. That's what this all feels like, jockeying for position.
It kind of feels like high school graduation, like all these streaming services that, you know,
they're kind of awkward.
Well, it's like, you know, before, it's like there's all this
they're not
promise.
Sure what they want to be when they grow
up.
Likely
to succeed.
And you can be like, well, Hulu seems weird.
Some of them
got
into college.
But I'm sure, I don't know, he's got a lot of time to get things together. Yeah. But now it's like, all right, you're definitely a burnout. Like, you're working at your father's bakery, and you're going to Harvard. Like,
yeah.
And Netflix is definitely the one that has succeeded probably beyond the wild, you know, beyond the expectations of, I think, where people.
Dude, I can't believe Crackle graduated. Can you? Oh my god.
So what if DirecTV does get them? I mean,
if DirecTV gets them, they are very likely to turn that into a satellite service addendum, right? So if you're a DirecTV subscriber, you get free access to Hulu. I doubt they would be stupid enough to shut it off to anybody else, but it'll just be another offering for them.
Wasn't Disney rumored to be involved in this whole Hulu?
Disney
thing?
Already owns. Part,
but I mean, weren't they going to do
they're
the
getting
entire
rid of,
buyout?
They're
oh, they
the,
just
they're
want
the
to dump
seller.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't want to own it. There was some. You know what? You're right, Stephen. There was some talk that either 20th Century Fox or Disney would buy the other out, but that's kind of gone away for now. That might come back.
Because Disney can just do it themselves. You know, like Disney could.
Well,
they are
with the ABC streaming app and stuff like that, and the Disney Kids app.
Yeah.
Yeah, are companies big enough that could just say, all right, we're getting in.
So DirecTV wants to add it to their service. The Chernin Group probably wants to do that in partnership with AT&T, which would be even worse than DirecTV.
The following program is brought to you for $100 a month. Yeah.
The following program cannot be delivered at your current internet level. You are at your maximum current internet level.
By Menon.
I'm finding the fragmentation really frustrating.
Yeah.
So, like, Cartoon Network has an app. I didn't realize they had an app. Like, I don't even know when they come out with an app. So that whole process.
And as a mom,
really,
that's big business for you. You got to pay attention to when this stuff comes out.
No, and that's what everybody's waiting for. And that could be what DirecTV tries to do with Hulu. Is like, hey, we're the one place for the everythings, and we pay everybody out, and you pay us, and we'll authenticate you. Like, everybody wants to be that service. But the networks don't want to easily agree to that because they want to still make as much or more money as they make off cable TV right now.
Well, and that, ultimately, Hulu, whoever buys Hulu is going to be in the same position that Netflix was pre the original programming that was such a hit for them, that they are going to be at the mercy of other people saying, our rights cost this, and that will only get more expensive as this becomes the premier way for people to get their content.
Yeah, I sorry to do an actual segment, but I feel like Justin was all laudatory and complimentary, and I agree with everything he
said. Well, quick, throw in some compliments, and we'll call it good.
Yeah, I'm gonna compliment Tom now.
I'll compliment you.
Everybody,
right back,
just let's take it down a notch and talk about Tom Merritt for a minute.
Well, it's got a little sexy.
We love Tom, obviously, on the show and on the network, and thank everybody for being so willing to let us do some experimental stuff. You know, Autopilot was very experimental. FSL, that he and Justin are doing an experimental thing, and they're interesting and weird and off the mark. They're off the normal path, which is something I'd love to do and experiment with and try around here. And Tom's one of those guys that can think of this stuff and then execute, which is key. You can have a million good ideas and not push go. And it's like ready aim, ready aim, ready aim, and never fire. And Tom is one of those guys that will fire. So collaborating with him, he will
shoot
sack you
first and ask questions later. Hold on, there was a thing during the producers panel yesterday that I did want to correct because somebody mentioned that Tom was really really good with Google Docs, which is a completely incorrect statement because Tom is literally a Google Doc. If you have a chance to do a podcast with Tom, which just wait. He'll eventually get around to everybody.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. It's easy. And with FSL, when me and Tom had the idea for FSL and we started working on it, there was only one place where we wanted to bring it, and that was
Definitely.
And that was on Frogpants, just because this community is amazing.
Yeah. So huge thanks, Tom, and having you on this table and this panel, this show every Wednesday is a huge deal for us. So big thanks for everything.
Well, I'm glad you guys like me.
Yeah, like to you me, a lot, Tom.
This is the freaking all-star team of the internet. These are what I love about Frogpants. It's my favorite people. Some of them before Frogpants, some of because Frogpants. I was nervous to meet Brian Ibbett at the New Media Expo in Ontario, California years ago.
He's weird looking, dude.
Such a big fan of Coverville.
I'm an imposing fellow.
Yeah, right. No, now I know you're a big teddy bear, but I was like, oh my God, that's the guy from Coverville. I love that show. And my wife had introduced me to it. And then when you started doing stuff with Frog Pants, I was extra excited. The Spags were some awesome people at that same expo that I got to meet for the first time. And now we've become friends and they do great content. And I've got to know the Wood Whisperer and all the stuff that
we were nervous to meet you. Too.
And yeah. Wednesday is the best day because of Nicole, frankly.
And yeah, then there's a lie. That's a lie.
Rumble.
Tuesday.
Rumble.
And then Scott and SLC, I can still remember writing it on a post-it note when I was taking the voicemails from Buzz Out Loud that Veronica had saved to the voicemail box when we did things in a really ridiculous manner.
So me and Veronica are running, we were questing in some godforsaken horrible place in Nazareth, and like all this stuff is weird how it comes together.
I just, I'm beyond flattered that I can be involved with a group of highly professional, talented, and amazing people.
Well, everyone loves Tom Merritt. Let's give him a big hand, everybody.
You know, Tom, when you were doing Buzz Out Loud, I sent you guys a picture of baby seals on a dance floor. They were clubbing.
Clubbing seals. Still makes me laugh.
This was like 5 years ago.
I forgot that was you.
Yeah. And since then, I've done lots of creative things. And everything I make, I just vomit on the internet. That image on my Flickr account has way more views than anything I've ever made. It has like 200,000 views.
Deservedly so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was... Yeah. Stroke of genius.
It's pretty good, if you say so yourself. It's pretty impressive.
No, I'll back up on that. Go look at it. Search it out. Club and Seals.
I made a
When you have internet, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. I made
N13. Look for the Wi-Fi access point, N13.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is it working?
Yeah, apparently.
No?
It's spotty, yeah. But
I'm in the chat room with it.
It is catch as catch can.
Hi, chat room. Hi, Genie.
I also did a picture of me with an arrow in my knee. And made that joke, and that's the second most viewed thing. Nice. So for you creative types out there, don't
just
worry.
Just give it to Tom. Yeah. He'll make your dreams come true.
Genie says hi back at you.
Oh, Genie. We love Genie.
Was she okay with the theme this morning?
And I wish before Tank Girl would actually physically throw a brick of love at me, and then I would feel perfect for Wednesday.
Throw this one.
Here, wait,
where's
she
at? Here. Oh, there she is.
Yes.
No, you want to throw it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, while we're talking about the chat room, Rillian really would like your breakfast if you're not going to eat it.
I've been looking at this damn thing.
This happens on the show. I can't eat because the minute I do it, Brian will shut up and I'll sound like I'm eating on the microphone. Don't worry. I'll consume all of that after the Kalamato we're testing. And by the way, you're sitting up here. You're hosed. You're eating some of this with
us. So we talk about Prism and security for another 20 minutes?
Yeah. All right. It is my pleasure to introduce our next guest who probably had no idea I was going to do this to her. She is my sibling. She's the one that read a lot, got better grades, worked real hard in school while I was a total bum.
And actually made something of herself.
Yeah, actually made something of herself. If you listen to Thursdays on the show, you're familiar with her. You know what she does. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, my sister, Wendy. All
right.
We actually should have done like the Leno thing and made everybody slide down. Because now I'm like craning my neck all the way over.
We could have kept moving.
Brian, it's just me, you, and Scott here.
Here. Yeah, pretend there's nobody
pretend
here. Can you do that?
Just the three of us.
Right. So Wendy is also the one. This is what I always say this on the show. She's the attractive one. If I'd have been a girl, I'd have been all right. I would have been an attractive young lady instead of this weird looking.
You would have kind of looked like Charlize Theron.
Yeah, a little bit. So
why can you not mention your family without taking it to a weird sexual attraction place?
That's all about how dumb I look. So
he's pretty messed up.
So Wendy.
Hi, Mom.
So we have our talk. Wendy comes on Thursdays, and she did this since day one. We started with her as a segment. In fact, she was our first sort of locked-in segment. And the only thing she requires of me is I don't tell her how many people are listening live or how many get the show later on a podcast
app
or something.
And you don't mention chat room during
Yeah, we don't mention chat rooms or any of this. Like, so I figured this would be a good test for her because it's a room full of people making everybody nervous.
Denial is a powerful thing.
Yeah. So what I like about the segment is it really does give us a chance. And I was worried early on that it would be such a tonal shift from our usual goofballness to go, all right, now we're going to talk about somebody's serious issues and deal with them. And I was wrong in the sense that it didn't work, like it would be a problem or a disconnect. She doesn't think this, I think, but she's really, really good on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And And that promised, we keep promising I wouldn't call it a spinoff, but a show, like a 12-episode arc where we take call-ins and do some real therapy with me just being... You know, she'll be Dr. Drew, I'll be Adam Carolla, I suppose. But we're going to do that. It's coming. We don't know when. We're just trying to get schedules worked out. So that's all coming. We're pretty excited about it. But when she
I'm listening. I'm listening.
What are you doing?
No, that's fine.
Whose gate are you in now? So, that's Wendy, this is what she does. He does when Wendy's on, I think.
No, this is what she thinks I do when Wendy's on. I'm actually going to the bathroom.
But what I... what I like about Wendy is...
right now.
There are people who she's really helped. Like, there's genuine... People have been genuinely helped by what she's said on the air. And I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but by a raise of hands, who has been helped by some of the advice she's given? See, that's a huge deal. That's a huge deal.
So
the goal with that segment, and I hope you believe me because this might sound like, again, sappy tripe, but the goal of that segment really, truly is... Well, one of the motivations, I get to do stuff with my sister, who I love and like to hang around with. But second of all, it really is actually to help people, to actually give you guys who need it or want it advice that is really helpful. And she's a professional. I'm not, so we're not going to give it to you. But she does, and she does it willingly and does it every Thursday.
We'll give it to you, but it's not going to help.
Yeah, it ain't gonna help. I mean, hypothetical help was like the opposite end of that. I keep bringing that up so people give us a hard time about that we're not doing it anymore.
Hey, what happened to hypothetical help?
Yeah, what happened to that show?
Who misses Extra Life Radio?
Started it all. So, Wendy, thank you for all you do on the show.
You're welcome.
Do you have any advice for anybody here?
Well, I have one question, and then I have.
She brought Dunford Donuts, everybody.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah! Sure. Come on, pass them down.
Yeah,
she was almost the heir to the Dunford Donut fortune. It's a long story.
Yeah, they sold the name.
That's why I call her that sometimes.
Give two of those to Chinbeard.
And if you're not from here, you can't get these anywhere. Don't start. It is an addiction. You do not.
Oh,
want
they're
to
the best. In. They're amazing.
They're really good.
Thank
He's really
going to
open them. Okay, whatever.
Can I not open them?
Yeah, feel free to have one. And awesome. Then someone who likes you will have the rest because they like your germs or whatever. People are like that. I'm just saying.
We're gonna lady in the
step right up to eat the other half of a Dunford donut that Justin
like
Robert Young started.
Make Bill eat all of them.
So I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
I met Darcy and Don over here from Canada. Woo!
Yeah. They got holes in their money.
I'm the gateway drug for Darcy. She would not listen to any of your stuff until he shared my little segment. So I wonder raise your hand if I'm a gateway drug for you.
Is Wendy a gateway drug
ladies,
for listeners?
Right, two of you. Awesome.
Oh, good. Not very many.
I was hoping it was maybe like four.
Well, I wanted to just say thank you for the segment you did about slow parenting.
Oh. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, good.
So as someone that is raising a child that feels like I should just be doing everything. Yeah. That was a refreshing segment, and okay. I really enjoy your segment.
Very cool. Thank you.
Well, and I think the thing that I've always enjoyed the most about your segment is that it's like the opposite of like touchy-feely,
right.
Like everything. Well, you know, everybody goes at their own pace. It's like, no, there is a thing called destructive behavior, and you are exhibiting it.
Stop.
So there are things that you should knock off immediately.
Right.
And one of those three things you just mentioned is one of them.
Can I just point out for 1 second that the only person eating a donut up here is the fitness geek. So send them on down,
Chin dude.
Oh, here we go. Oh no, it's a rush. Somebody grab the happy.
They're going to lose it.
I figured if I started, everyone else would be like, it's cool. But I walked up the stairs, so it's fine.
Yeah. Come on. Get one of those.
Oh my god. No, literally. Okay, so just for anybody who's watching, there's 5 donuts and 1 half-eaten one that Bill has already eaten half of. And so there's a bum rush to grab the donuts, and somebody just grabs the 1 half-eaten donut.
Or
at the expense of the 5 whole ones.
Wait. I think these were for Scott, right?
No, they were for whoever here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
share, yeah. Friends.
There's the half.
It's for the brave.
Look at
it's for whoever dares come up.
Yep, here they come.
I noticed most of these are tadpoolers. You guys are nuts.
Oh, my. It's a race. One more left. One more. One more. Oh, Mom.
Mom gets it. Yeah.
Mom gets it.
Mom always got the last donut.
Everyone that got a donut, I'm watching you.
Wendy, what can you tell us about the people who came to get the donuts?
Those are 40 grams of fat apiece. And about 450 calories.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right, just one little thing in the middle of all
milk.
This chaos. You have no idea how hilarious it is to watch Commander Shepard from Mass Effect try to negotiate his Twitter feed while wearing his gloves. And it's just defeating him. He's just like, I can't make it slide.
That'll
come
be
on,
in the
Edie.
DLC. They'll come out.
Get your crap together, Edie.
So one other thing I would say is we are surrounded in this little endeavor by really smart, really strong, really cool women. And that's really important to me as a showrunner of various shows and as someone who tries to kind of coordinate things. Wendy is one of those. Nicole is one of those. Veronica is like that. There are so many of you I could name. And people here who showed up who have real challenges in their lives. And they're mothers of 4. And they're trying to make it all work. And they're professionals. And I'm just a schlub. And I'm in awe of that. My wife is one of these people. So, as a general thanks to all of the really strong, awesome women, Eileen, I meant to mention Eileen, she's outworking all of us, I'd like you to know, just making us all look slow with the job she's doing these days. But it's so great to be surrounded by so many strong, smart women, and I think you deserve an applause as well.
Woo!
Actually, Tina and I were talking about that. This morning at breakfast, that they're just seeing the crowd here at Nerdtacular. You know, it used to be a hell of a sausage fest here the last couple of years. But way more ladies coming
sausage.
To Nerdtacular.
where's the clip?
How about the long one?
Yes.
Sausage.
I swear to God, that gets longer. The clip gets longer every time you play it.
Every time.
I was careful about how I said that. But way more women coming to Nerdtacular, and we couldn't be happier to have you. And welcome to
to
our geek world. Thank you for accepting us.
Yeah. Especially some of you wives here.
And
I know some of you came that maybe just aren't into this stuff as much, and you're supporting these dudes. And it's the other way around. I'm sure there's a few dudes that are like, I don't know. But you're having a good time, and that means a lot as well. And moreover, they're just good examples for my children, which matters a lot to me. You know, I want my son to have good role models, and you guys provide them when you come. And spending time with them and talking to them and complimenting them and telling Carter you want them to sign her artwork shit upstairs. And my daughter Taylor's running around taking photos and people complimenting her. It means a lot as a dad to have this stuff happen. You're helping me raise my kids. I don't know if you knew you took that job on, but you are. And it's awesome because they don't think I'm old and lame. They think I'm kind of cool and kind of something awesome going on, and you just that's half the work. I don't have to convince them that I know stuff. I'm still cool, you guys. They already think it, so thank you guys for being that for them. And you guys up here. So. Here comes the big fun. Every week or every day on the show, we have a taste test, assuming somebody sent us something. Today we have a lot of choices. I don't know where to even begin, but I think the Clamato makes a lot of sense.
Can we get six more glasses up here?
Clamato and donut.
Oh, was no this glasses? A ploy to eat a chocolate like donut before perfect we
You ate the chocolate.
Do we have a
right. So last night I came in. Where's Andrew Allen at? Stand up, Andrew. He killed it last night. Yeah. So the quiz show gets done. I haven't eaten all day. I run up to the 10th floor. I literally stuff a elk and cheese sandwich down my throat. Come down here. I'm nervous because I'm going to perform with Andrew. I did the boodle-deedle-doo thing to the Pokemon theme. So I'm nervous. I wind up drinking an entire beer before I go on stage. And then, like, for laughs, I thought it'd be funny if I chugged a beer while in the middle of his solo. I get done, and as the adrenaline fades, I'm like, I really need to vomit. It is similar to the feeling that I imagine I will have after I get done eating this entire donut and drinking a gigantic Clamato.
Well, you only have to have a little. It's only tasting, so you don't have to go too crazy on it.
Whose idea was this, by the way?
This is... Oh, yeah. I want to give credit where credit's due. Give us your name again.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Trevor from Canada. We all know who to punch.
I'd flute.
I'm going to check out the nutritional value.
We just
messed
his name up on our show, so we just call him Smith now. So.
Now, don't take any money from him, because all his coins has holes in it, right? Space money. That's right, points. It's all Microsoft points up there. That's plenty.
This is a surprisingly low amount of
I don't know, Tom. There's nothing on your soundboard that could explain the kind of money that they have.
What, the Canadians?
Yeah. Is there maybe a certain kind of money?
I might have one. Let's see. This one?
Chicken shit money.
There you go. I got a lot of that.
All right, so everyone got one. We'll do this at the same time. Looks like the...
When was the first time you heard a Clamato? Was it the Simpsons episode?
It was yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tamako, or whatever it was on Simpsons.
Oh, that was...
What a cop-out.
So, it's always... What's really depressing when you eat something that you think is healthy.
You put some vodka in there?
So here we go. Fletcher, you got some? What is that?
Wait, is that Crystal Head Skull Vodka?
Yeah.
Skull bourbon, it looks like.
It looks like cologne or something.
Yes, that's what it is.
That'll make it's cologne, Scott.
Skull Head Iced Tea.
So here's the bummer, though. It's probably going to be terrible.
Anchovies.
Not clams. And all we get is a little vitamin A.
Dried clam broth. Yeah.
Mostly sodium.
Oh, I didn't know it had that. Hey, Wendy, it sounds like horse barf, right?
Yeah, what's the sodium content on that?
It right, smells like V8.
35% of our sodium right here.
Wait,
are you tasting this with our mouths?
No,
their mouths.
I can't taste that. Yeah, because if we got a kiddie pool, we can sit on this one.
No. All right, so, Steven, what's the word? There's a word for this. I don't drink.
Sláinte.
Cheers, Wendy.
Cheers.
That's
a tiny
amount.
Here we go. Down the hatch. Oh, I don't like that at all. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
It tastes like V8. It tastes like a little spicy.
It's not as bad as I thought.
It's got a weird after hit.
Yeah.
It's got a little spice.
Yeah, what'd you say, Nicole? It tastes like the V8, spicy V8?
Yeah, a little bit of...
Take it. Oh!
Holy crap.
Go, girl. I also want to point out that dried clam broth is my Indigo Girls cover band.
What?
Points for jury.
actually disappointed. I didn't get as much of a clam hit as I was expecting.
Why don't you chug it like Tom? All be a man.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Go, Shepherd. Go, Shepherd.
There it is, right there.
Yeah, it's
you
a little
get
spicy,
but I like that.
You swish it around. Yeah. You don't really get the clam until you puke a little off in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, yep.
Got it.
Now. Wash it down a little bit more of this donut.
dunk
my
it.
My stomach just turned.
Just dunk it. Do a little dunk it.
Do one dunk
it. Yeah.
Oh,
how did this turn into the lunch table?
It's like a bad junior high memory or something here.
That was legitimately the worst thing ever. You could weaponize that and just throw it at the enemy.
From the makers of Clamato, Donato.
Donato.
I'm serious. There is another flavor called Beef Motto.
Yeah. Beef Motto?
Yeah. Beef Motto.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. That's the beef motto.
It's the same thing, but with beef.
Beef Motto.
Get it? Beef Motto? Get it? You got it? All right.
So this is what always got me, though. Bud Light makes a Clamato Bud Light.
Like a beer?
Yeah, it's a red beer. Yeah.
I've never tried that before, and I never understood who they were
nor
selling
should
that
you.
To.
Yeah. Crazy people.
Crazy people?
Yeah, how many people have had red beer where you pour tomato sauce in your beer?
Somebody just screamed from the audience, it's actually not bad, said the man with no taste buds.
It's actually not bad if you drink it with your butt.
If you butt drink it.
Yeah.
By the way, Beef Motto is the name of my Fat Boys cover band.
Nice. So I'm gonna ask Gnomewise, who's in front of the chat room over there. We did a lot of Q&A last day, so we still have some more coming up today. But I want to give the actual chat room who've been dutifully watching this, wishing they could be here, a question or two from the Tadpole. So you got me a good one over there, Gnomewise?
All right. I'm Gnomewise. I speak for the Tadpole.
Yes, the voice of the Tadpole.
They wanted to give points for weaponized Clamato, by the way.
Weaponized Clamato.
Weaponized.
I just drank 110% of my daily sodium intake.
And your daily clam intake.
Yeah. All right, what do you got
sausage.
Over there?
So far, they're just cheering themselves being recognized live on the stream. So they haven't quite settled down to giving us questions yet.
Right.
Here we go.
There are currently 251 chat members.
Wow. Don't tell bad. Wendy. Wow. No.
That's not bad.
Oh, come
on.
Look,
those aren't twit numbers, but they're all right. They're okay.
Zeus in the chat room would like to know why he was blamed for the rock slide.
One-star reviews from Mount Olympus.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not have slide with that mountain.
From Xantar, if you had more time in the daily show for TMS, what's another segment you would like to add?
Oh, man. We already go like 2 hours, but if we had more time, if we meant to do more time, what would we add? Well, the thing is, there are people... I mean, think of it this way. The segments we have are all farmed from you people and these guys.
Actually, that would be it. It would be... The segments that I love everything we're doing. When we get the time to do a interact with the audience call in segment, I love that part too. And that's what we would add.
I would add that. A chance for us to just open the phones and let you guys go nuts and ask funny questions. When we've had the chance to do that.
Questions like that.
Yeah. Like
wow.
That's totally
it's meta.
True. That's totally what we do. And we may at some point come up with more ways to do that, more ways to sneak it in. Things are pretty packed as they are, but. That's the only complaint. Some people say, well, the answer is Fridays.
Yeah.
Then I go,
that was the next question
in
the queue.
I have the instance with him. I can't. And Dills, he's sleeping too, isn't he, this morning? I heard he was whoop last night.
Yeah. I have an observation.
Which is what he's doing usually during raid,
too. That's true. Yeah.
I have an observation from Grammar, not really a question, but that Cleo needs to lick a donut.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I think we're out of donuts.
Damn it.
I got half a Clamato-soaked donut here for you, Cleo.
Mighty
suck out the Clamato. Yeah,
the chat room would very much like Wendy to do a on-the-fly analysis of Jury.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't really have 12 hours.
All right, I had to figure out who that was.
I'd also like to ask Ashley to leave the room, please.
So from what you know of Justin, Wendy, where do you start?
Did anyone hear the Shadow episode?
Yes.
Yeah? Did you hear the Shadow episode?
I think so, yeah.
Justin might be Scott's shadow.
What?
What? The dark side of Scott.
Oh,
basically.
I get it. He's like my yang to my yin.
Yeah, yeah. So Scott,
you're yang. A yang.
As yeah. well knows, Jury Scott's always Scott's on his best yang. Behavior. You heard it. He doesn't talk about inappropriate things ever.
Yeah.
He's not stuck in the anal phase and talking about poop all day.
What?
Well, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be bad for him.
Oh, right.
Not for
Sorry,
me.
Justin.
By the way, Scott's Yang is my Creed cover band. Scott Stapp, get it? Scott Stapp. Yeah.
So Paul's... Justin just says all the things that maybe you don't because you got to keep this thing running.
It works well that way. Yeah. It's actually a pretty good analysis. Yeah. When he's on the segment, the way the back and forth is easy. Well, I think that's the strength of Justin anyway.
Yeah.
You can put him in a room. He won't know who he's sitting with. And say,
but he certainly won't shut up.
Topic, you can say topic is melted Velveeta, and he'll 2 hours, and you got a show.
Yeah,
that's right? Actually the segment that I would like to add. It's really just take the reins off my segment finally, yeah. And let's just let the running tab go a little bit longer.
Yeah, why have we been holding Justin back?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
when's gonna be my time, Scott?
Right.
That's the yin.
Yeah, I would kill to have like Patrick or Terpster do something on the show. It's just weird hours because they're mm-hmm. in the UK and in France, and it's hard to do anything. But I've always thought it'd be fun to bring a little more international in, just to kind of tack onto a question that we already asked, and I'm already because I don't want them to talk about my poop fetish or whatever it is anymore.
Ask a Frenchman.
Ask a Terpster
ask a
or something. Like I've thought about that, but he's right. We'd either farm it out to people who we love and know, or we would talk to you guys more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I do my segment, right when I'm done, I pop in my headphones and I go do my cardio. And I don't finish until the show is done. So sometimes I'm like, Jury, wrap it up.
You're killing me,
45
Jury.
Minutes in, I'm dying.
And look at the results, ladies and gentlemen. Now, one time I was on a flight and I was listening to an episode that I was, it was a Tuesday episode, and my flight got delayed midair. Or sorry, diverted, had to land at another airport, wait at the airport for 30 minutes, then take off and get to Chicago or wherever we were going, and I was still talking the entire time. Like, from the moment they're like, oh, we have to divert, it's like, well, I don't know, Scott, blah, 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 blah. And then we landed in Chicago, and I was still yammering, and I immediately texted and apologized to Scott.
Well, so, Wendy, if I understand you right, when Scott says, I would kill to have Terpster on the show, Justin will go murder someone.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, right.
Justin has little self-control, as we've seen with the donut and the Clamato. I'm guessing some daddy issues.
Yeah, take that.
Bingo!
That's awesome.
Nailed it.
All right, we only have a couple minutes left. I want to... wrap up and tell everybody how much we appreciate you being here for this and letting us do this. We've never done this TMS thing live, and so this has been an interesting experiment we'll get to sometime in the future. Certainly Nerdtacular will probably be a place we can do this on a very regular, at least annual basis. But I want to thank, first and foremost, my co-host Brian Ibbett, who makes it all work for me.
Thank you, Scott Johnson.
Best decision I made. It was a real smart move. And
does Justin Bieber do that? Like this?
Justin Bieber does?
Yeah,
he's the worst.
13-year-old girl.
I want to thank Steven. Steven, thank you again. Round of applause for Steven.
Thank you.
Love him.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Chinbeard. Don't forget costumes. Justin Robert Young, everybody. Nicole Spag, everyone.
Wednesday.
Mr. Tom Merritt. Woo! And Wendy Dunford, everyone. Yeah! Mr. Scott Fletcher. Woo! Gnome Wise, you have something going on over there? Oh, points.
Should we tallywhack it?
Here's the deal. So.
At the end.
Oh, yeah, I do have a thing. I think I have it. Yeah, here it is. Here you go.
There you go. We've done what we came to do. Should we tallywhack it?
Make it so.
Cleo, who is standing right over there, comes at the end of every show. We call her up, and she tallies up points based on things that were said on stage. But when we say things, sorry. or people in the chat room, go for it. How'd they do?
All right, we were tasting things with your junk. Venkman wants you to know that gives new meaning to the phrase, I have to pee so bad I can taste it.
Touche.
Mr. Briartone, I don't know if you're in the room. I got you on Twitter. It said, 1938 is not only the first time Superman was published, it's the last time that Snowbird updated their ISP.
Ah.
Boom.
Bad.
And we do a couple of things. When I tallywhack, we do a lot of cover bands. We do a lot of wrestling moves. So I'm going to rattle off a couple of those for you guys.
Right.
Our cover bands today, Extra Oral Taste Receptors is my Butthole Surfers cover band. Thank you, Salty Jinx.
At Hey Stop That,
whose name is Mark A. He might be here in the room somewhere. He said, also has nipples is my Janet Jackson cover band. Mark in Florida would also like to embarrass Scott by reminding him that pooping on the side of the road is his Nickelback cover band.
All right.
And everyone's favorite, Accuzod, would like everyone to know that Superior A is his J-Lo cover band.
Ah. Accuzod.
Right. Yeah, that one, you gotta gestate that one for a second.
Yes.
And for a couple of wrestling moves, Icor said grabbing the donut hole was his favorite wrestling move. And Josh Sill is going to win the points by telling everyone that his favorite wrestling move is Majestic Ibbot Head.
Yeah! All right. Final big thanks go... And thank you, Cleo. And thank you, GnomeWise. And thank you, chat room, and all you guys watching at home. The big thanks goes to you guys for helping the show become what it has become. We're in our third year, almost. We'll start in our third year coming up in January. I have no plans to end this thing ever until I'm too old to talk. And you guys have really made it something special. So most of all, thank you guys for helping us have the audience we need to make it grow. And I don't really have a good ender to this thing, so I'll just say, what am I going to say?
Well, I was going to say, anyone wants Clamato, go grab a cup, bring it up to the
front.
I'll pour
Clamato
you a glass
of like.
Clamato. It burns. We got lots.
Yeah. We're here all day. What? Yeah, no, I don't think it comes with vodka.
We don't have any.
We wanted more Clamato. They wouldn't give us any more Clamato.
Nicely done. So thank you guys again. We'll be back here at 1 o'clock for the Film Sack Live episode. I'm really stoked about that. If you haven't seen Star Trek 3 yet, then what the heck are you doing? I think that's it. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you then, and we'll see you upstairs and all over the place.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.